First case, please.
Case number 10,234, Clyde Hall and Joan Rudisill, east of Road 313A, Downs Landing Road, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
State your names and addresses, please.
Clyde Hall, 300.
Same address. Put your hands on the Bible, please. You can swear or affirm the testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you. Take the podium now.
Good evening.
Evening.
Could you explain to the board your request for this variance?
Yeah, we bought a house that has a violation on the front setback. And we weren't aware of it. I thought that had been resolved when we went to settlement.
Mm-hmm. That's when it was found, when you went to settlement?
I was aware that there was a problem, but I was led to believe that it was taken care of
okay. By
the time of settlement.
And you were under the understanding that it was a 30-foot setback on your permit at that time?
No, I knew that problem had arisen, mm-hmm. but I thought it had been taken care of.
Okay.
When did you buy the house? I'm sorry. When did you buy the house?
We settled, I think, April the 23rd, I think.
Of this year?
Yes.
And who told you that the matter had
Mr.
been taken
Ritter,
care of?
Mr. Ritter, the guy we bought from. I called him that morning, and he told me it was all taken care of, that no one had to come up here.
And Mr. Ritter was the guy that sold you the house?
He sold us the house. He was granted a free hearing because he claimed the county made the mistake and gave him a 30-foot setback, and he was granted a free hearing. But then I guess he thought he sold the problem to us and didn't bother to come up here.
Yeah, Mr. It was case number 10,143, and what it was a no-show. He got a no-show. And that was under David Ritter, so you denied the case.
Okay.
And we asked him if we should appear that day, and he said no, it was cut and dried, and we should stay away.
So was this a house that you purchased through Mr. Ritter that was already constructed?
Right.
Okay. According to your letter, Mr. Ritter gave you the impression that he was going to be here at the previous meeting?
Yeah. Him or his attorney. Prior to that, at settlement, he led me to believe that the problem didn't exist anymore. And after we bought the house, they came and posted another sign for a new hearing.
Okay.
Mr. Ritter works for a real estate company?
No,
he built this house to sell.
He's on his own?
Yeah, he owned
the spec house.
Full Tilt Marine. That's his main business.
Oh, okay. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
And hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr.
question.
Okay.
Was the original permit issued in error?
Yes.
It was issued in error.
So he waived the, and then you had it appear, Mr. Ritter was supposed to appear before you, and you didn't show. So you automatically denied it.
So you've read the letter in the application, and it's correct as far as the permit and everything goes?
Permit, yeah.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion in the case of 10,234, I'd like to move we approve it, as I don't believe it was created by the applicant. Enable reasonable use, and I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And if it pleased the board, I would request that the fee be returned or refunded to this applicant.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,234 and that the fee be refunded to the applicant. Are there any questions to the motion? If not, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
And your fee refunded.
Thanks.